Public input. Item number two. The committee is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The committee cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. The public will have an opportunity to speak on flood planning issues at the time or when a specific agenda item comes up for the discussion. Is there anyone that would like to address the group overall from the public?
Yes, I do. Lisa Gossett.
Lisa?
All right. I want to thank you for this opportunity to share my concerns. My name is Lisa Gossett, and I am here in my role as a Brazoria County homeowner. The lower area of our home near the Brazos River flooded five times between 2015 and 2019 after a reprieve of flooding for more than 20 years. I also bring experience as chair of the Environmental Management Program at a university in the region where I teach courses in water management. I ask that as you move forward with analyzing flooding impacts in the lower Brazos River, you accurately consider the impact of Dow's Harris Reservoir expansion, which will surround almost 2,000 acres of the current floodplain with tall embankments, removing it from the floodplain. This obstruction also will block and redirect the flow of floodwaters that currently flow out of the Brazos into Oyster Creek and other areas and southward during flood events. Dow's project has been approved by the Corps of Engineers, and to the best of my knowledge, is under construction. Anyone in this group should know that flooding in the lower Brazos River is primarily the result of rainfall from upstream making its way down the river. This was clearly confirmed in the EIS for Dow's project. Yet in analyzing mitigation, the applicant used a model that focused on a 24-hour localized rainfall event where most of the rain would fall within the completed reservoir. This does not reflect or accurately analyze the real flooding impacts from this project when water from upstream can no longer flow into or across these 2,000 acres in the floodplain and will be redirected elsewhere. Where that elsewhere is, we don't know. The applicant used a 24-hour rainfall event when reality flooding can be above the 60,000 cubic feet per second level noted in the prior report prepared by this group for up to two, sometimes 3 weeks at a time. The prior work from this group used much more accurate approaches to flood analysis than what is used by the applicant for this project. I am happy to communicate with any of you on this issue. I realize the limitations within this open meeting. I can be reached at lisa.gossett@sbcglobal.net. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Is there anyone else who would like to address the group from the public? Any other public comments?